Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the Dr. Luann Rona Radio Show. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, the author of two wonderful books. I'm going to get into that a little bit later. Total Glow was the first one, and that was in 1978. And Love Is Who You Are is the second one. More recently, we want you to buy both of those books. And she's also the subject of a documentary. And so many radio shows here. Radio show host Dr. Luann Rona. Doc, welcome.
Hi, thank you. It's nice to be with you again. And we did miss a few weeks there. And anyway, I'm just happy to be able to talk to you again. And of course, the first thing I always want to mention is that love is who we are. And by that love, I mean the spirit, that it connects us all. And I've been rereading some of my older books. I must have about 100 books on health and spirituality, you know, combining them together, and especially the mind, body, spirit, how that, became, and how medicine has drifted so far away from so much of that. And a lot of that is to do with, with the issue, spend so much time on paperwork and often have very little time to spend with you. But, you know, as I go back and we talk a little bit more about love, always to begin the show, I love what Plato said. And this is so long ago, and imagine this. The desire and pursuit of the whole is called love. Wow. That's by Plato. And that's so true, that imagine a philosopher that long ago believed that. And of course, we've drifted away from a lot of that, and that I believe, and as I've talked before, and many people now are starting to believe that spirit and love are one and the same. You know, we're not talking about romantic love. That's fun and nice. But the fact that we all are one, regardless of what our religion we may have been brought up in or not or what. But that's just so, so important. And those components, of course, that we talk about are kindness. And, you know, it's so sad right now because we're missing so much of that in our world. You know, I talked with a friend, an old friend yesterday, who is Jewish, she lives here, and I was brought up Lutheran. But, you know, I see all faith as a belief in that there is something else out there. And of course, we got so much into things, and I asked her, you know, some thoughts that she had, and she said, Luann, you know, I don't even like to talk about politics with my family because they all live in Israel.
Yeah.
She said, it's just so depressing. And she says, same thing here. And then we were able to talk about it because we have a lot of trust in each other. And it's so important to be able to trust, you know, to trust and to care and to do that with each other. But right now, countries are fighting within countries. You don't even, like I agree with her, to take some side in something is just to put yourself in turmoil within you. But of course, you know, many people grow up in certain cultures, and the culture we grow up in does affect also what I think is important, how we view healing.
Yeah.
And healing is so, so important. And we seem to, you know, have put everything now more or less in the side of, you know, take drugs, take, you know, this medicine. And there's very little time that the doctor spends with the patient, talking to them, having, you know, an explanation, you know, of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to so many people who say they feel that way. The doctor comes in and da-da-da-da-da, writes them a prescription, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a couple of the things that you mentioned in there, everything you mentioned there is lovely and wonderful. But the disturbing parts are, you know, that doctors have less time because of, I guess, insurance and because of legal matters and so forth. to spend with their patients on the bedside manner, which is really, you know, love in a sense. You know, you don't get the love out of a doctor that maybe you used to, you know, when they come to your house.
Well, you know, when I was a little girl growing up, I'll never forget this. I never had any. Well, I did have that one illness we'll talk about when we talk about wellness, you know, by Herbert Benson. He was one of my my mentors that I really cared about, who wrote, you know, the very, very famous book, Timeless Healing, you know, from Harvard. And he was so far ahead of his time. But, of course, people criticized him, other doctors and all that, but he has so much to say. But, you know, that's one thing he brings up a lot, and I certainly agree with it. When I was a little girl, and my mother would take me to the doctor. Well, we never had to pay, you know, and the doctor's family were friends. And my father sent his compensation cases there. So I'm sure the doctor made sufficient money. And he had invested in General Motors stock when it first started. Anyway, he would give you a dime. Every time I went there, I got a dime. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and he spent time talking. And one time I my parents were away and my grandma was taking care of me and we were at the store and I got a vertigo attack, you know, felt like I was going to faint. Mm. And my mother called my aunt and uncle who lived in the town where my doctor lived and he came right out to our house. Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine.
You know, and
never again. You won't get that anymore.
Yeah, none of that. And right now what happens, and this is something I think it's important that, you know, a radio show person sometimes tells things like this about their own family and experience, and it's just not reading from books. But I was not feeling well, and then I said, you know, he came out, and then my little nieces were up visiting, and they both got sick, and they were brought to the hospital. And they wouldn't allow, you know, parents into the illness of the two kids. And my father told the doctor, you let them in or I'll, you know. And the doctor was so nice. Of course, he let, you know, the parents come in and visit them and see them. And then they felt better. You know, they felt better. And so the thing when the doctor and patients have time for a relationship is so good. I went to see this other doctor just, you know, for another opinion on my back pain. And you know what? He did not even listen to my heart or my lungs or examine me at once. All he did was sit at his computer and go through, you know, medicines and this and that and that. And I was trying to find out what could have caused this particular type of pain I had. Imagine that.
Wow.
Not one word about, you know, anything else but that.
You know, the issue there, and let me remind folks of who they're listening to. If you're just turning on your radio, your computer, or you're just joining us a little late, Dr. Luann Rona on the Dr. Luann Rona Show is the voice that you're hearing. Frank McKay here with the author, psychiatrist, and so much more. Radio show host, of course, Frank McKay here with Dr. Luann Rona. You see, Doc, you know what I get out of that is that he doesn't even want to touch the person. He's, you know, he's in front of a computer. He's looking at the computer, and it, you know, it feels like, boy, doesn't he want to have any interaction with me at all? He doesn't want when the doctor puts the stethoscope on and listens to your heart and listens to you, looks in your ear. You know, there's an interaction there. There's a touch, there's a feel, and again, it feels like he cares much more than if he's sitting behind a computer like a bureaucrat.
Yeah, well, you know, and what is so, so important is every person I've talked to on a plane or when I'm in the taxi or even in a store, I get to know people because, you know, that's kind of my personality. Well, you know, everyone will tell me that their doctor doesn't pay any attention to them anymore. I mean, they will, you know, do things like listen to their heart or something. But, you know, they don't sit down and tell them, well, now tell me what's going on and what you've been feeling. And maybe it's this or maybe it's that. And we can try this. And, you know, I think it'll help you. And every patient, you know, in Dr. Benson's book where that was happening tended to get better. And we got into an old medicine, you know, calling it the placebo effect, you know. Yeah. And really, it's not the placebo effect. It's that our own body is so involved in healing. And when we feel that strong connection, you know, with our doctor and our doctor cares for us and is talking to us for that time, well, it builds up a camaraderie. And it's like the two work together. And those are the people that feel better and get well. You know, there's a much higher percentage of that can give you next time, you know, many, many percentages of this. So it's so important that 15 minutes that they have now, and of course there's all of the insurance papers to fill out. There's so many things they have to do that are not really related to the patient-doctor relationship. And as we've called it, bedside manner, and people still, you know, who feel close to their doctor call it bedside manner.
Yeah, it's good. You know, something that I just thought about as you said that, I remember my grandmother, and again, I don't take this as, I actually use this as an example of if something's not working, then try something else. But my grandmother had a bump on her arm, and the old, you know, family doctor, you know, old-fashioned family doctor said, all right, try putting a hot compress on it. And she said, I tried that. And he said, well, try cold. And I thought that was pretty funny because, you know, it's like, and I always, if something's not working, try something else. And by the way, I don't think that's an example of, hey, I don't care. I think that's an example of, like, you know, wisdom and, like, you know, hey, try, you know, I I'm not getting to this person. You know, I'm trying to be, you know, friendly but standoffish. Oh, that's not working. All right. Well, try to be a little more friendly and don't be standoffish. You know,
you are exactly right. And that is true. And I'll tell you quickly a story that, you know, a real example from Dr. Benson's book. And I did happen to meet him when I went up to Harvard one time to hear him. And I talked to him after. Now I'm rereading his book, one of his books. But there was a lady, a woman patient, who had seen so many doctors. And they could not, you know, they just said, oh, it's all in your head, you know, that old phrase.
Right.
And on she went to see people. And she just kept feeling worse. And she had pains all over and all of this and that. And finally she saw a doctor who gave her a real thorough examination. And he told her, you know, what was wrong. He said, I think you have multiple sclerosis. And she breathed a sigh of relief. Here she was given, you know, a negative diagnosis. But someone had finally talked to her and gave her an answer. Yeah. And she, you know, she eventually died from it. But she just felt so relieved, and her pain started, you know, to diminish. And it was all because the doctor took the time and talked to her. And this happens over and over. There's so many cases of that where the doctor takes the time to talk to the person and say, well, I think this, or let's try that, or you've been doing all this. Well, they take the time and they listen. And it's so important, you know, doctors have to learn again to take that time and talk to the patient, because often the patient doesn't even understand what the doctor is saying. And so it's important then for a doctor, well, what did you hear me tell you? In a nice way, a friendly, loving way. And then the patient feels so much better because they have an idea of what's going on in them.
Yeah. Well, Love is Who You Are is the name of the book and also the documentary. We encourage everyone to binge listen to everything that we've done on the Dr. Luann Rona Show. Doc is with us, and Frank McKay here with her, proud to be her co-pilot on this. But look, you're so right, and so much of this is making us feel either relaxed or connected or something. Here's another example, and maybe I've given it before, but I knew a young woman. It was a girlfriend of mine, and she was an adopted child. At 2 years old, she was adopted, and she was adopted by a man and woman who couldn't have children. They tried and they tried. I mean, they tried for years and years to have children, and they just couldn't for whatever reason. They tried, and there was something wrong.
Right.
They tried all kinds of fertility treatments, and I think this was a little before some of the newer drugs came out and treatments came out. So they said, okay, we're going to adopt. So they adopt this beautiful young girl, 2 years old, and a week after they adopt her, they find out that the woman's pregnant, and then she got pregnant another five times right after that. So she had six siblings. This girl, it was her, and then six. And, the only explanation that I have for it, and I think, some doctors said it, is that they took pressure off of themselves. They were putting pressure on themselves, which, again, is a mental thing, an emotional thing. And there was really nothing physically wrong other than what was being caused by the mental pressure that one was putting on themselves.
That is so true. It's that stress causes so many diseases. And, often the doctor doesn't know what it is. And so that's why they're thinking to themselves, oh, well, I don't want to admit that I don't know. And so they, do something else, or they don't say anything. And that is so true. Those type of things happen very, very, very often, where the patient continues not to improve because there's not that relationship and there's a stress. And I even myself, when I do go to see my other regular doctor that I've seen, I walk in her office, and if I'm a little anxious, which one can get, going to see a doctor, immediately when I'm there, I calm down. It's so interesting, and it's because I trust her. And I told my sister this. Some of the listeners may not know this, but one of my older sisters is very, very sick right now. And I was talking with her yesterday, and she told me, about how her kidney doctor, she is on dialysis now and also has multiple myeloma. And her kidney doctor is real friendly and sits there and talks to her. And then he started telling her about some of his children, and they talked back and forth. And she felt so good. And I said, Toddie, I said, keep that up. That is so important. That you like your doctor, that you feel like he cares for you and you get along with him well. And she says, yeah. And, just when she was talking to me about him, her voice was different. Yeah. I could pick that up, that she felt good. And then he said, guess what? My daughter got into Michigan, and now she's bought all the sweatshirts and T-shirts, and that's where she wants, she's from the Chicago area, but that's where she wanted to go. And of course, my sister said, well, that's where my sister went, that's where I went to school. And it's just so amazing. And then she says, her primary physician, because I was concerned that she had not picked up all these things earlier, but she says, Luann, she said, I really, really like her. And she was shocked that none of these things had come out in the regular, all the testing she had done. So my sister was not angry at her for not having found this out sooner. She said, I like her, and I'm going to continue with her. And I said, well, that's what's important.
Yeah, terrific. Dr. Luann Rona is our show host each and every week. And we took a couple weeks off here, but Frank McKay here with the author of the two wonderful books, Total Glow and Love is Who You Are. And you should get both of them. Very different books. Total Glow is a book on nutrition that was written in 1978 and released in 1978. And it was a groundbreaking book. And so is Love is Who You Are, released significantly later. But it's different. It's self-help. It's self-love. It's everything that you would put into that category. But it is an important read. The documentary is the same name, Love is Who You Are, and it's Dr. Luann Rona. And we encourage everyone to binge listen. You don't have to listen in any particular order. But you'll find out so much about this woman, our host, and you know, so much about yourself. And again, the message is always love. Doc, stay right with us. But do you have a passing thought or a lasting thought to end with here?
Yes, you know, one of the most important things that also goes on when you get along well with your doctor or you do some reading, you know, there's so much that it's hard to even know what to read right now, and we'll get into that next. But what I'd like to say is that self-care, our own self-care is so, so important. You know, there's the pharmaceuticals, there's the surgical and medical procedures, but what makes everything work better is your own self-care. Remember that, you know, to think about, you know, what you're eating, what you're doing, how you're taking care of yourself, and your own belief, your own belief system that, hey, I can get better, I can do this, you know, rather than taking on the fact, oh, my God, I've got this, I'm going to do bad. Say, you know, I have self-care, and there's things I can do, and I can help myself to feel better. And that, unfortunately, you know, has not been presented enough throughout. But there are more books coming out on self-care. And, of course, you know, some of that is in Love is Who You Are and in the cognitive therapy. What you think in your head becomes what you feel, and then what you feel has results. And if you're thinking negative, you're going to go in the negative direction. But if you can change that to, I can and I will take care of myself, and I want to take care of myself because I, you know, am important to myself, and you learn those things, it's so much more helpful.
Well, listen, wonderfully said. Stay right with us, Doc, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Frank McKay here. We'll see you all next time on the Dr. Luann Rona Show.